Hello.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Andrea, calling you from Opinion Research. We are talking with people in your area, and we would like to ask just a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I can't talk, sweetheart. I'm working.
Oh, this is a short survey. Promise will not take that long.
Okay, I'm not driving.
Okay, thank you. Give me just a second. So, in which state do you currently live?
New Jersey.
Thank you. First, do you live in the city of Camden or outside the city of Camden?
Inside.
And what is it, your zip code 08104?
Yes.
Thank you for a statistical, skipping this statistical question. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office? Yes or no? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, no.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of teachers' union or teachers' association?
No.
In what year were you born?
1956.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or do you identify
woman.
Yourself in some other way? Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian-American?
African-American.
Thank you. And what was the last grade that you completed in school?
College.
How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 years or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
Zero.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is for them very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one, okay? So here comes the first one. Mayor Bick, Casterton.
Oh, Carstaffen?
Yes.
Favorable, very favorable.
Teachers Union?
Next.
Estate Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez?
Very favorable.
Governor Phil Murphy?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Estate Assemblyman Bill Spearman?
Very favorable.
Former Mayor Frank Moran?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Camden School Superintendent Katrina McCombs?
Next.
And State Assemblyman Bill Moen?
Next.
Okay, now I'm going to read to you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me the same thing. If your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Once again, if I name one that you don't know too much about, just let me know. Renison Schools in Camden?
Somewhat favorable.
Public Charter Schools in Camden?
Somewhat favorable.
Traditional public schools in Camden?
Somewhat favorable.
Private and parochial schools in Camden?
Very favorable.
Okay, moving forward, we're almost done. We'll just say that the public charter schools and Renison schools are very different from each other, somewhat different, not too different from each other, or would you say these are two different ways to describe the same type of school?
The last two different ways to describe the same type of school.
Now, just Now, just so everyone has the same information, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of school. Knowing this, would you say that the public charter or Renaissance schools are very different from traditional public schools, somewhat different from traditional public schools, not too different from traditional public schools, or not different at all from
very different.
Okay. And what are some of the differences between public charter or Renaissance schools and traditional public schools? I will type this down.
Parent engagement.
Okay.
Community engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. I'd say a different curriculum.
One second. Okay, we'll just say public education.
I'm not done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And these schools are pipelines to college. Are you still there? Hello?